GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, and George is on vacation in FLA. Our guest co-host behind the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A. You know him from Loving Touch in Home Care, and he's Holden's police chief. Co-host of the program frequently, Chris Greeley. Thanks for being here this morning, Chris. Do you think I could talk to you as a father and a law enforcement officer this morning? Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Because we, and our WVOMFM.com question of the day is not, it's not really a yes, no, or not sure affair. It's trying to find a solution to this. Can anything be realistically done to stop the social media threats that force school lockdowns? Was Holden a part of the events yesterday morning in the greater Bangor area?
Well, so indirectly, Rick, I think that probably every police department in the greater Bangor Brewer area, mm-hmm. perhaps Penobscot County, responded to their schools. I know in Holden, we had officers go to each school. So I think that was kind of the response from what I can tell. All over.
It was a little around 8 o'clock yesterday, and if listeners were tuned in at the time, you heard us say on the air that we had an unconfirmed report of some concerns at first Orono High School, and then shortly after came the concern to us, no, it's at Bangor. And then we learned it was in Hamden, in Old Town, in Orono, public and private schools. As a parent, you might have gotten a notice concerning John Babst.
Well, you and I both did.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, that was very helpful. I appreciated that from John Babst High School, Memorial High School.
I like the way that they also sent out text messages alerting you to go and check your email. But honestly, I wasn't concerned because, and maybe I'm desensitized to it. I know we shouldn't be, and that's maybe a rabbit trail we can follow in a moment. But when I got the notice from the elementary school that my kid goes to, when I got a note from All Saints for the St. John's and the St. Mary's campus, all also being advised to lock down. Come on. And now we learn that a 13-year-old is facing felony terrorizing charges. I doubt that 13-year-old actually knows what felony means. And they used ISP to trace the comment, find the 13-year-old responsible. And then they lifted the lockdown. But it did raise a lot of questions.
Yeah, so I was busy with other stuff yesterday. So after work, mm-hmm. I did not hear any media related to this. So I don't know if I didn't open up the Kennebec Journal this morning or the Bangor Daily News or watch TV to see. You know more about this situation than I do, but I can tell you.
I think I just told you everything that I know.
A lot of law enforcement resources I know in Penobscot County were deployed, including, again, at the two Holden schools and many mm-hmm. others, to make sure there was a law enforcement presence to deter any potential, you know, additional event. And also mm-hmm. just to let people know we're here, you're safe.
Caller, hi, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Realistically, can anything be done to squash these social media threats that cause a lockdown like we experienced yesterday in Greater Bangor?
No, not a thing. But I'll tell you what, I'm that guy that would have shown up with my AR and my trauma kit slung over my shoulder to get my kid.
I don't disagree with you, sir. I felt that same way. Not so much when I saw that my high school kid's school was in lockdown, but my elementary school kid's house or school was in lockdown.
So in Holden, we were not in lockdown. I mean, the Holden schools, the Holbrook Middle yep. School and the elementary school are secured locations anyway. You have to get through a locked door mm-hmm. to get in under the best of circumstances or normal circumstances, I should say, Rick, but mm-hmm. I know that, again, there was a lot of law enforcement presence at, I would imagine, every school in Penobscot County.
So now we got a 13-year-old that's going to be brought up on charge, possibly. It's up to the Penobscot County District Attorney. But in the meantime, it could happen again. Look what recently happened in Ellsworth, and I could do the research. Was that as well a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old?
Was that from the one from last year at the high school? I think that kid was older.
No, there was one more recently in which we were seeing. Hang on, let me look into the news archives and see if I can find the details on that while we look for a solution. And if you've got an idea as to how we can solve the problem so we don't experience, and you don't experience it in Lewiston, Auburn, you don't experience it in Bath, Brunswick, you don't experience it in Augusta, Gardner, where you're listening this morning, how do we stop these, I'll use the term idle, social media threats from triggering what becomes a disruptive and expensive, I mean, you guys, law enforcement, they could have been doing something more productive than their time than having to rush and shut down traffic. Critical matter, I know. But Well, yeah, there's got to be a better way.
There's other stuff going on. You know, there are accidents coming in. There are, you know, there's so many things that come in during the day. And so if you're a department like, you know, the Holton Police Department or Gardner PD or Winthrop PD, or maybe not a big department necessarily like a Lewiston or a Bangor, mm-hmm. you know, you may not have a lot of Pittsfield PD. May not have a lot of people on duty, and now suddenly whoever's on duty is going to that school or those schools, Rick, which means they're not doing the other things they would normally be doing, or the other calls I was watching on the screen as things were coming in, and mm-hmm. other things in Bangor, Brewer were being delayed.
Set aside
while mm-hmm. we were all dealing with, and that's unfortunate.
Caller, hi, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Is there anything realistically that can be done to stop these idle social media threats that trigger a school lockdown as wide as it was yesterday in Greater Bangor?
I think for one thing, you could actually follow the regulations on Facebook, and I believe it's 16 or older in order to be on there. And I think mainly just getting the kids outside and teaching them the value of life again instead of what social media has to tell us about life.
I entirely agree with the latter part of your statement, but the former part of your statement, I don't know if it was Facebook.
Yeah,
I did not read anywhere that it's Facebook.
No, I believe it was just, I do not know for sure. Mm-hmm. But my understanding was it was a text message sent to some other student.
And by the way, just for social media scientists, yes, there are scientists that study social media now. They will tell you the average user on Facebook, you ready?
Go ahead.
Is a woman 35 to 54 years old.
Well, we need to ban them.
Kids.
Okay, they shouldn't be on Facebook, I guess.
Kids aren't using, some are, but for the most part, kids aren't using Facebook. They're either on Twitter or they're on Instagram.
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. The incident in Ellsworth of which we spoke just a moment ago. No, the kid wasn't 13. The kid was 14. Yes. Police arrested a 14-year-old from Ellsworth and a 16-year-old from Brewer on charges of conspiracy to commit murder. Again, a threat made via social media traced by internet service providers. And because of the severity of the crime, and this is from our news archives just, I want to say, week before last. We have the name of the 14-year-old from Ellsworth, Coda Sinclair. Coda Sinclair, and formally charged. Caller, hi, GHRT. Is there anything we can realistically do? By the way, Chris is in for George this morning. Anything we can realistically do to squash these social media threats, text messages and such that are flying between kids that are causing massive lockdowns? What do you think?
Well, first thing I wouldn't suggest is walk into the school with an AR for that. Last fella. Second thing is you can hold the person responsible and show the kids what's going to happen. So we got to use the false extent of the law and advertise that to these kids. Third thing is arming teachers in the schools themselves. And you don't have to use lethal weapons, taser type of, you know, weapons would subdue anybody easily without killing them. So, you know, for the people who say, we can't arm our kids, our teachers and staff, actually we can with training with the shoot tasers. It's just an idea I thought.
Thank you, caller. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, Chris and for George this morning. Is there anything that we can do realistically to try to squash the social media threats, comments flying one kid to another via cyberspace that caused massive lockdowns like we experienced yesterday in Greater Bangor?
I think if you really want to look at it and discuss it, you know, logically, I don't think there is. There are so many people, so many different opportunities, so many angry people out there nowadays. And, you know, when you started talking about social health and the mental health, I mean, but, you know, once again, to address what that caller said earlier, and maybe Chris can confirm. I mean, if you show up if you have a lockdown at a school because of a weapon or a threat to the school, and you show up to the school with an AR-15, you're going to get shot. So it might not be a great idea.
We understand that, and I believe the man was using hyperbole when he suggested the intensity with which he would show up at his school to protect his own child. And don't try to tell us that you don't have those same feelings, even though you probably wouldn't take out an AR-15 and bust your way into the school.
So you and I, Rick, we're both parents with kids in schools. And I get that. I understand the instinct to want to protect your child and keep them safe. But obviously, realistically, and I think you're correct about the hyperbole, that you really don't want to show up. Number one, you're breaking the law by showing up at a school with a gun. But secondly, even however well-intentioned you may be, the police don't know. We're focused on what we think is the problem. Now here comes somebody who's not wearing a badge and a uniform, comes out of a vehicle with an AR-15. Mm-hmm. No matter how well-intentioned, what's our response going to be? And we don't know who's the bad guy and who's the good guy.
I can guess the response. Guns drawn. Get down on the ground now, sir. How close was I?
Well, that there might not even be the opportunity to even say that. I mean, here you are at an active. Mm-hmm. Let's suppose the police are actually at an active shooter situation. We've got a report. Somebody, maybe shots have been fired. Now here's a guy with an AR-15. The police may not even have the opportunity to say,
Drop it.
I mean, it's just don't do that. And I get it again.
Caller, hi. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Is there anything realistically that can be done to stop these social media threats that lead to a district-wide, I'll call it that, private and public schools, lockdowns? What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, first you can take away the no-gun zone. You can put people in charge, like veterans that have been trained to do their jobs. For the last caller who decided to say that he wanted to use tasers, that's asinine. You don't put somebody there that's going to get that close to somebody.
Well, caller,
I've been training for years.
Hang on, caller, hang on. Let us take you come back just one step with us. Having an armed shooter was not going to stop the 13-year-old that sent the threatening text message to the kid, to the bully that stuffed him in a locker. I don't disagree with you that I think that it would be a great idea to have heightened security. Maybe a veteran that served our country that still wants to serve in some way, being armed, trained, and at our schools. I bet they would volunteer. Okay? The problem is, that's not going to stop little Ricky from sending a text message to Chris because we got in a fight in the lunchroom yesterday and saying, you better watch it, buddy, because I'm bringing my dad's Luger and I'm going to put daylight through you tomorrow. And then that gets out. That's what's causing this. I doubt the 13... I don't know for a fact, Chris, but I doubt that 13-year-old really intended to make something happen. It was just a threat, but it triggered what it triggered. How do we stop the 13-year-old? And someone called earlier and said, hold him up as an example, make him a poster child for prosecution. Well, can we do the parents as well? Because that could help, I think. Am I wrong? You're smiling
well,
at me.
That scares me. I don't know that we have the time to really... the parents are liable for the kids up to the age of 18 in many regards. But we can't necessarily broadcast the child's name. There are circumstances, like you just mentioned in Ellsworth, Maine, Rick, where the name becomes mm-hmm. public. But oftentimes, legally, I would say 99% of the time, they're not going to be able to broadcast that kid's name. So you really can't yep. use the kid as an example. And
although I bet you a cup of coffee, we do find out the name of this child because... like the situation in Ellsworth, where it was a 14-year-old, due to the severity of the crime, the name came out in court, as it will. I bet this one does, too. I bet eventually we will know. Caller, hi, you get the last word. What's our solution to our problem?
Well, what's the maximum for terrorizing? I mean, terrorizing is a felony, right? This is terrorizing.
It's Class C felony, but honestly, what's a judge going to do to a 13-year-old kid? Now, that 13-year-old kid's parents... maybe if an example was made of the teen and their parents, maybe that would be a step toward a solution. Chris is in for George here this morning on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.